And now Germany is planning to propose a ban on a full face veil in the wake of recent terrorist attacks, that is, in the country. German Interior Minister Thomas de Maizière is going to propose a number of security measures, including a ban on a burqa and niqab on the full face for women in reaction to growing concerns about acts of terror in the country. Measures will also include boosting police numbers and video surveillance at railway stations and airports. Germany has seen a number of attacks in recent weeks. Daesh claimed responsibility for two of the incidents, banning the full face veil as well as revoking laws pertaining to dual nationality is likely to prove highly controversial in the European nation and may run into legal difficulty as well. And now we have our Press TV correspondent Hamid Afarajolahi joining us out of Berlin. Hi, Hamid. Good to see you again. Now, Hamid, we witnessed serious failures by intelligence agencies and police forces in European countries, including Germany, in different cases in recent weeks. So can the face veil of Muslim women be possibly a culprit here? Shouldn't they be more focused on improving their security and intelligence departments?
Well, Daniel, in the attacks and spate of attacks that happened in Germany in recent months, none of them was carried out by a woman, let alone a woman wearing a burqa. So it's really strange, these new controversial measures that have actually been proposed could actually stop or help to stop any attacks in Germany, let alone in European countries. It's not clear why this proposal has been made, especially regarding the burqa. But as you mentioned, 27 new measures are amongst these new police security tasks or security measures that's been introduced. One of them, it's the end to dual citizenship. The other one, which is a highly controversial one, is doctor-patient confidentiality. Now, if the doctor feels that the patient is a danger to public safety, they have to report the patient. So it's a series of measures that are being introduced by the Interior Ministry that most of them are highly controversial. Now, most of the ministers have signed off on several of these measures, on basically all of their measures, but as you mentioned, they can, not necessarily will, but they can actually have to go some legal hurdles before it gets approved. And what the Interior Ministry is trying to do is trying to approve this before the next year's election that they have. Now, amongst these new security measures, some of them, which is quite legitimate, is basically regarding preachers who incite terrorism, who preach terrorism. It's being called, in these new security measures, they're calling on these preachers to be deported, to be stripped of their citizenship if they're dual nationals and if they're fighting for ISIL and overseas. And also there are other measures which have not been introduced, but we're expecting the introduction of these 27 new measures to be taking place today in Germany, Daniel.
You know, Hamid, I'm going back to this burqa ban real quick. It's been in place in France since 2011, but from last November till today, we've seen a number of attacks that did not get thwarted as a result of having this ban in place. Now, will restricting religious freedoms in a country like Germany, which saw over a million refugees enter its soil just last year alone, be a move in the positive direction, or will it be counterproductive?
Well, regarding the burqa ban, it's not just France, it's Belgium, Netherlands, some parts in Italy. There are several countries who've actually adopted these burqa ban, but there are no indications whether that this ban actually has helped to prevent any attacks. So as you mentioned, it does violate, according to some lawyers, it does violate the freedom of practicing your religion, especially here in Germany, that is the religion of Islam. So it's unclear why this new measure has come. It's more of an Islamophobic measure than a security measure that's being introduced by the Interior Ministry. Now, as I mentioned, other measure regarding refugees, if they feel that refugee is being a danger to public safety, they will quickly scramble for its deportation from the country. This is Germany. So regarding the burqa ban, we have about 5 million Muslims, almost 5 million Muslims living in Germany. So it comes probably as a shock to many of them, and also many tourists who visit Germany, countries like Saudi Arabia, where it's widely practiced, the full veil of the burqa, and in those countries who come in to Germany, to visit Germany, they'll probably be subject to restrictions and probably to ban from visiting this country, Daniel.
Thank you, Hamid. That was our own Hamid Farajullahi joining us out of Berlin, Press TV correspondent.